This is St. Louis Public Radio. Tornado season is in full swing, and for many hospital workers, that brings to mind a 2011 storm that ripped through a Joplin hospital, killing six. Now, St. Louis-based Mercy is designing disaster-proof buildings with hopes that won't happen again. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum reports.
So this will take us into one of the new patient areas.
The new wing of Mercy Hospital Jefferson in Festus is so new, you can smell the construction materials.
It smells like paint.
Yeah.
Construction.
At the center is a tall atrium filled with natural light. It's designed to be pretty, but engineers say the new building is safer too.
We designed it such that you don't know there's tornado features.
John Farnan is Mercy's Vice President of Facilities. He oversees the new and continuing maintenance and construction of all the system's hospitals. And he thinks a lot about safety, especially since 2011.
A massive tornado smashed into the city of Joplin, Missouri last evening. By far the worst.
When an F5 tornado hit Joplin, it tore a path directly through the Mercy Hospital there, called St. John's. Six people at the hospital died. After that, Mercy has made it a mission to build safer hospitals with stronger windows, walls, and power sources. Farnan remembers approaching the hospital the day after the tornado hit.
Just the parking lot was full of cars that were just entwined together, and you couldn't even make out the models of the vehicles.
Eerie security footage of a St. John's ER waiting room shows how the tornado destroyed everything. At first, it's normal, orderly rows of chairs and a stack of magazines on a table. The lights suddenly go out, and within seconds, the wind blows the chairs out of the frame, the lights off the ceiling, until there's nothing left but a cloud of dust.
Once the windows were gone, everything inside the hospital, the interior walls were blown out and ceilings blown out. So it really was, you know, a lot of devastation.
Nathan Gould, a structural engineer at ABS Consulting in St. Louis, says wind-resistant windows are key when it comes to disaster-proofing a hospital. Windows are required by law, but they're also a huge weak spot.
You can't allow the wind and the rain to get into the structure and basically scour through the structure, because once that happens, that entire space, you're going to lose that entire space.
He says most buildings don't need to withstand storms and floods. They should just be easy to evacuate. But because many hospital patients can't leave, hospitals need to withstand the storm.
What you're asking is that the structure, and it's basically the elements that make up the structure, they perform to a level that those patients can survive the storm.
Mercy was one of the only buildings left standing in the path of the tornado. In news footage, you can see it rising like a fortress out of the rubble. Its basic structure was fine, but the broken windows had rendered it useless. To make sure that doesn't happen in new hospitals, Farnan says Mercy decided to upgrade the kind of windows it uses when it opens a new building. In new hospital intensive care units, for example, they use a specially engineered glass that can withstand 250-mile-per-hour winds.
People have heard about bulletproof glass, and I kind of envision it similar to that.
The new hospital wing in Festus doesn't house critical patients, so it's built with laminated safety glass in windowless areas where patients can move before a tornado hits. The other pressure point during a storm is a hospital's electricity and fuel source. In Joplin, the electric equipment was vulnerable on the outside of the building, so the new hospital in Jefferson County has its power sources encased in its own attic.
We put it inside a penthouse to try to protect it better.
The Jefferson Hospital is susceptible to floods. Contractors built a wall around it, complete with drawbridges that raise up and keep water out.
Then it creates a barrier around the whole hospital.
State building codes don't require a lot of hospital-specific rules to protect against natural disasters. For example, there's no law in Missouri that says hospitals need to have tornado-proof glass in their ICUs. Even Mercy doesn't retrofit its old buildings with new materials. That protection is ultimately up to companies to decide. I'm Sarah Fentum, St. Louis Public Radio.